She disregarded his words. Your mother and I have spoken to Clotho on your behalf. Julian paused at her words. Clotho was the fate in charge of lives, the spinner of destinies. And? If you can beat the curse, we can return you to Macedonia, back to the same day you were pulled into the scroll. I can go back? He repeated, in numbed disbelief. But you won't be able to fight any more. If you do, you will change history. If we send you back, you must swear to retire to your villa. There was always a catch. He should have known better than to think for even an instant that they would really help him. To what purpose? You will be in your own time, in a world you know. She looked around the room. Or you could stay here, if you prefer. The choice is yours. Julian snorted. Some choice. Some is better than none. Was it? He wasn't sure any longer. And my children? He asked, wanting, no, needing, his family to restore the only two people in life who had ever meant anything to him. You know we can't undo that. He cursed her. The gods could only take from him. Never once had they given. Athena reached out and touched him lightly on the cheek. Choose wisely, she whispered, then vanished. Julian, who are you talking to? He blinked as Grace paused in the hallway. No one, he said. Just myself. Oh, she said, accepting his lie without question. I was thinking of taking you back to the quarter this afternoon. We could visit the aquarium. What do you think? Sure, he said, leaving the bathroom. She frowned, but said nothing more as she headed for the stairs. Julian went to the bedroom to change. As he was pulling on his pants, he caught sight of Grace's photographs on the dresser. She looked so happy in her childhood, so free. He particularly liked the picture where her mother had her arms wrapped protectively around Grace's neck while the two of them laughed. In that moment, he knew the truth. No matter how much he might want otherwise, he could never stay here with Grace. She had said it herself the night he appeared. She had her own life, one that didn't include him in it. No, she didn't need someone like him, someone who would only bring the unwanted attention of the gods down upon her head. He would beat the curse, and then he would take Athena up on her offer. He didn't belong here. He belonged in ancient Macedonia. Alone. Chapter 10. Something was wrong. Grace could feel it in her bones as she drove them into the quarter. Julian sat beside her, staring out the window. She'd tried several times to get him to talk, but he remained tight-lipped. All she could figure was that he was depressed by what had happened in the bathroom. It must be hard for a man used to being in control of himself to lose it that way. Pulling into the public lot, she parked the car. Oh, it's hot, she said as she got out, and was immediately assaulted by the thick, heavy air. She looked over at Julian, who was truly dazzling in the dark sunglasses she'd bought for him. He'd already started to sweat.